The long-term impact of the death of Osama bin Laden on the president's approval rating is not yet clear. However, a number of early polls reveal what Americans think about Mr. Obama himself and his decision to call for the raid on bin Laden's compound. To sort through some of this, we're joined by Andy Cohut. He's the president of the Pew Research Center. He joins us, as always, in the studio. Good to talk to you, Andy.
Happy to be here.
Now, you have a couple of interesting polls to tick through on the operation over the weekend and the public's political mood overall. Let's begin with the reaction to bin Laden's death and the public's view of that operation.
Extremely positive. The CBS New York Times poll released today had 85% approving. We had a majority of people saying they're relieved, they're happy, they're proud. We saw the president's approval ratings jump from 47% to 56%. We saw people expressing more confidence that we are doing the right thing in the way we're pursuing terrorists, even more confidence that we're going to succeed in Afghanistan. What we didn't see, however, was any greater desire to stay in Afghanistan. Mm. So the policy consequences of this positive affirmation of what we've done haven't really played out yet.
The polls overall, you cited the New York Times CBS poll.
That's right.
There was also another poll done by Newsweek, and they show only a slight bump in the president's specific approval ratings. Is it possible that there's so much uncertainty about the economy that overshadows or outweighs any possible bin Laden bump that the White House might have seen?
What we see was more approval for the way Obama handled this and is handling Afghanistan, but no change in his approval rating for the economy. It was 40% last week. It's 40% this week. That is one of the long-term challenges for Barack Obama.
Moving on, today, Pew also released a poll called Beyond Red versus Blue. This paints a portrait of America's political groupings and affinities. You conduct this poll once every few years, and you use it to take a look at Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and break them into smaller subcategories. Could you very quickly tell us about the disparate groups and how they've changed since your last poll?
Well, the most important change is that we have a more doctrinaire public at both ends of the political spectrum. So a small group of Republicans and Democrats are really pitted against each other.
And quite a distance between them.
A huge distance. Now, we also have more people in the middle of the political spectrum. But we don't have a moderate middle. We have a middle where there are very, very sharply defined values that are not consistent with one another. We have a libertarian group that leans strongly Republican, and yes, they are economic conservatives, but talk to them about homosexuality or abortion, you get reasonably moderate points of view, and they're not religious. So you have a group that's leaning to the Republican Party that's not religious. That's pretty unusual in these days. At the other end of the middle, and at the Democratic side, we have a group that we call postmoderns, who are young, college-educated, and they're very liberal on most social issues. They're not particularly religious, but they're not strong supporters of the social safety net. They were an important part of the Obama coalition in 2008, but they didn't show up in 2010, and a lot of the reason why the Democrats didn't do so well is they did not get these postmodern independence.
In looking at this poll, Andy, it seems that we might have to rethink our concept of what it means to be an independent.
We should, because we have more independence than we've had in 40 years. That group has swelled as disillusionment with both parties, but especially the Republican Party, has been the order of the day over the past 4 to 6 years.
Andy, we'll look forward to hearing much more about this a la carte electorate from you in the future. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
That's Andy Cohut. He's the president of the Pew Research Center.